Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lana's Talk tonight. Tonight we are doing the Trucker Appreciation Week, of where we are going to show appreciation to the drivers across America for the things that they do outside of trucking. We have so very many amazing stories tonight for you. My co-host Susie will have those stories for us, and she should be joining in shortly here. She's late every week. I think we're on a different time clock or something. I'm not sure, but I want to show you guys this. So here's a pen. It says truckstop.com on it. It's got the fancy little pointer on it so you can, you know, point on your phone. Got a little pen. So it's the all-in-one tool here. And then we got the die-cast Peterbilt for you. It has the truckstop.com. On the trailer, it looks like it's a red Peterbilt that says Truck Stop. We also have our Truck Stop hat. So, oh, crap, I need my jacket. It's got my, okay, that's all right. I can wing it from over here. We have our truckstop.com cup. It has a fancy little lid on it so that you can keep your cool drink or your coffee nice and warm. So in order to get these little trinkets, all you got to do is call into the show tonight and tell me your story. I want to hear, can't see it. You can't see it. Hey, Susie, are you there? Are you calling in? Are you going to call in so I can get you connected here? You can't see it? Oh, do I need to shut this blind behind me? Can you guys see that? Let me see if I can shut this blind behind me. So that's it, Jason. Hashtag thank you, trucker. So we've got truckstop.com. It's a cup. We're going to shut this blind behind us so that y'all can see this product that I am talking about. So, yeah, I think so. It's from the sun. The sun is raining in on us. We all like a little bit of sunshine in our lives. So we'll get that closed. I may need to move somewhere else so that you guys can see. There's my co-host. She is coming in. Let's get her on here.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can you hear me?
Talking about, yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Hopefully everybody else can hear you. Can everybody else hear Susie all right? So we're going to do some lighting adjustments here. Is that better? Can everybody see it? Everybody hear Susie all right? You guys know the drill. Give a thumbs up if y'all can hear Susie.
It might help if I talk a little bit, right?
Yes, talk a little bit. Say hello to everybody tonight.
Hello, everybody. So, Lana, listen, while everybody's here, well, I may need to save it. What time do we got? We have 5:58. I better wait a couple minutes because I've got a quote that someone said this week that I want to share. So I want to give everybody time to get here.
Okay. Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to do our we've got several callers wanting to come on. So callers, hold on just a second. Let me I got to do this one thing for our sponsor for Internet Truck Stop. They would like for me to give a shout out to the truckers and the amazing things that the truckers do across the world, along with the office people, the dispatchers, anybody who's in the trucking industry that just makes it work, you know, because it takes more than just a truck and a trailer and a driver. You know, it takes people in the office to make to make things work. So I want to get this, if I can get my computer to work. I'm in a different location tonight, guys. I'm winging it from a shop. So I would like to put this out here as soon as it loads up. Bear with me. You know, every week it's not Lana's Talk unless you have some technical difficulties. So that's one thing you can share and think that will happen. So you know, here at TruckStop.com, we thank all the men and women on the road and in the office that keeps our country moving. You know, and on TruckStop.com load board, you can find high volumes of quality loads daily, served up in real time. With the Book It Now available free to carriers who use TruckStop.com load board, you can book anytime from anywhere and from any device. You don't even have to wait for the broker's business hours to book the loads. TruckStop.com provides time-saving tools and to eliminate manual paperwork and to get away from the desk and behind that wheel. If you guys have any questions, reach out to TruckStop.com for the details of that. So every week I will be doing a little bulletin about TruckStop.com. We're going to roll back here to, man, God, I love these technical difficulties. Ugh. Well, thank you, Kelly. I appreciate that. Okay. Now, so here we go. So here's the hat. It's TruckStop.com. We've got the little mug that says TruckStop.com. It's got this little lid on it so it can keep your drink, your coffee, you know, if you drink coffee or whatever it might be. Truck, the TruckStop.com Peterbilt with the, boy, I'm not very good with these cameras, am I? It's a drunk. And look, it's drunk and it's driving. Oh, shoot. And then we have our TruckStop.com pin. But this pin also has this little thing on the, I don't know what you'd call that, whatever you call it. But it helps when you're tapping on your phone. So it helps. I tried it earlier. It really works. So call in. The phone number to call in is going to be 516. Oh, we lost our caller. 387-1733, push extension 1 so that I know that you're there. I'll see the question mark out beside your name, and I'll connect you. Susie and I want to hear your stories tonight of what you do outside of trucking for the trucking world, because as truckers, we come across so many things on a daily basis, adversities of helping other people. We are the most giving industry that there is. We are looking to always do fundraisers for people, taking retired truck drivers for their last ride, you know, doing the GoFundMe account. You know, there are all things that, kinds of things that we do outside of trucking that we pull together as a trucking nation to support. You know, and so tonight is your night. It's okay to gloat. I want to hear your story. Susie wants to hear your story. We want to praise you. So call in. Let us know. 516-387-1733. Susie, I'm going to bring Jason Tillman on here, Ellis Tillman. So, but Jason, I'm going to need you to mute your phone so that we don't have a bunch of background noise. If you don't mind, I would really appreciate it. Hello, Trisha. Hello, Ron. Hello, Dave. Hello, Zach. Hello to, you know, I can't see everybody's names tonight. You know, another stupid technical difficulty. That truck looks like the, yeah, okay. Well, and your ELD box, it works good for that. Okay. Kelly says that these pins work for the ELD box that you guys have, being able to navigate yourself around there. Hey, John, how's it going tonight? I haven't seen you for a while. So, all right, Susie, what do you got to say? We've got some people on here.
Oh, that's awesome, because I know we have several that were planning on calling in tonight. But I have a quote that was given to me yesterday that I thought was pretty cool. And it said, and it's talking about truck drivers, and said, you know, they're not only supplying us, they are also inspiring us, because they inspire us with their heartless acts that they are so often overlooked. You know, these guys do so much good in their communities, and not just their communities, but in communities across this country. Nothing for some of these truck drivers to get in their truck and drive 4 states away to go to a benefit for a child who is ill, or to go drive, like you said, a retired truck driver, take him for his last ride. So that's what the show is going to highlight. And I wanted to add one thing to what Lena said. We don't just want to hear from drivers. We want to hear if anyone is listening, if anyone out there can hear our voices, and you have a story of how a truck driver has helped you or your family member, you know, if they've made you smile, if they've stopped on the side of the road to help you change a tire, we want to hear those stories too. So if you're listening and you have a story, please call us.
Yeah, we want to hear. We want to hear what your experience, you know, has been with a professional truck driver, you know, how they've impacted your life or your child's life, you know, because this is our week. This is our week to glow. This is our week to be praised and to feel proud to be who we are and be prideful in what we do, you know. So let's live it up. You know, so please share your stories. We want to hear them, you know. I want to hear them just because I'm a sappy old gal and apparently I like to cry a lot. So, you know, I think it comes with age. The older you get, the more you cry. I don't know. So, what do you think, Susie?
Oh, I agree. I can be a big old crybaby sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like the older I've gotten, the more I cry. My husband told me, he said, you know, all you do is cry all the time now. I said, you know, I can't help it. It's age. I don't know how y'all wear these hats all damn day because this thing is making my head itch. It's making it itch. So, man, there's another sacrifice that they make. They wear a hat all day, and they have to put up with itchy heads, you know. So, well, hi, Anna, how you doing tonight? Good to see you could join. I appreciate that. Well, I'm going to bring Jason on. Jason calls in every week, guys. He's a longtime listener, and let's see what kind of story he's got to share with us tonight. Boy, our lines are lit up. So we're going to bring everybody on all at once. So give us a minute to get y'all on here. So we got 859 on the line, please hold. We've got 817 on the line, please hold. We've got 618 on the line. All right. Well, everybody, welcome to Lance Talk tonight. I hope you have some inspiring stories for me. So go ahead and start introducing yourself.
Good evening.
Everybody needs to mute their phones so there's not any background noise. 618-792.
Can you hear me, Lena?
I can. Who do I got?
Hi, Lena. It's Wayne Campbell. How is everybody tonight from the driver's side?
Well, hello, Mr. Campbell. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. I think it's a great topic you have tonight. I wanted to drop in and say hello and give my little story. I was touched since I was a kid by truck drivers, not just truck drivers, but drivers of all sort in different aspects of the industry, in different areas of the industry. And the thing is I get touched by a driver every day because they bring me everything I have that I need every day. So that cup of coffee that I have with my wife in the morning and the laugh that I have with my wife is because of her. That if I have a great morning and I have a memory that I'll remember forever, it's because a truck driver gave me everything I had in that moment to create that moment. That's how special a truck driver is to me. And I just want to say thank you for having this type of show tonight or having this topic tonight, because these topics need to be brought to the forefront right now in this country when it looks like we're falling apart, but I think it's just a comeback story. It's a comeback story being put together that's going to be better than ever, you know, and my grandkids are going to know who truck drivers are. My kids know who truck drivers are. Everybody in my family knows who a truck driver is, and it's at the front of our household, because without them, we don't have a household. That's how important and how special drivers are to me, and I just want to tell you thank you for having this topic tonight.
Oh, you're welcome, and you are exactly right. This country does not run without the drivers, you know, and especially with all of the things, Wayne, that they do outside of trucking, you know. Brianna is 618-792.
Yeah. Hi.
Wait, hold on. Is that B-Man's mom?
It is.
Yes.
Hey, Wayne.
Nice. Nice move, guys. Nice move.
She has a story to share with us tonight, and my co-host has been talking about you, and thank you so much for taking the time to come on Lana's Talk tonight. I want to hear your story. Make me cry.
Of
get my
course. Yeah. Apologize, because B-Man is here, and he's a little talkative. So basically my story is I found out my 9-month-old son, he was about 6 months old at the time, really liked semi trucks. So I took to TikTok and I asked for videos of, semi trucks for my son. And I expected to get, one or two. And as it stands right now, we've had over 2,000 different drivers send in videos for my son. But it doesn't even stop there. They have sent him gifts. They have sent him trucks, T-shirts, hats. They make videos every day for him. We have drivers in other countries sending in stuff for him. When he got sick, we had drivers leave their lights on all night for him. And they took my son in and just made him a part of the family automatically. There was no questions asked. And as a mom, it brings tears to my eyes because I didn't know any truckers. And I didn't know that it was this welcoming, beautiful community. So to all the truck drivers personally that have touched my life and Brantley's life, thank you. Because what they've done for us is bigger than I ever could have imagined. I mean, it's huge, and it keeps growing every day.
That's amazing. Well, what we'd like to do for Brantley, if that's all right with you, I don't know if you're watching the show and you can see it on Facebook, but we have a semi-truck that is a Peterbilt with a trailer attached to it from Lana's Talk and Internet Truck Stop. I'd like to send this truck to your son. So,
thank you guys so much.
Thank you for sharing your story. It's amazing to me to hear how truck drivers are touching little sick children's lives and making a difference and giving them hope and happiness, that it makes them happy to see these trucks. So make sure that we get your address tonight before you go, okay? Or after the show, if you don't mind, I can grab your information from you so that I can get this truck sent out to your baby boy, okay?
Of course, thank you. We appreciate it. And like I said, this is all thanks to the truck drivers.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Can I? This kid's got a fleet now. Okay, this B-Man literally has a fleet of trucks now. I mean, this kid is okay. So what I want to say is how special these people are. Okay, it's genuine people that I seek out in this industry that do things for truck drivers. She has not just got her son involved. She's also given out money. If nobody's followed her on TikTok, there's people on TikTok that have big followings, and they start doing this stuff, and they start pulling at the heartstrings of truck drivers. That's not what did it in this situation. This is a little boy. This is a baby that has actually had some situations, and truck drivers literally have stepped up. The whole trucking community across the world has stepped up and brightened this kid's life up, let alone his family. But it caught my attention. I've made videos for this kid. There's car haulers, there's tanker yankers, everybody in every aspect of trucking has reached out to this little boy. And the thing is these people that do it, and it's the trucking picks them, they don't pick trucking, is the most beautiful stories for me of all. Because I see this kid on TikTok, I see it with the new technology, how the generation drivers are still staying connected to the kids that are coming into the industry. I actually have a TikToker on tomorrow on my show. But I want to say thank you, Bree, because he and Brantley is just awesome. It's Brantley. I always want to say Bentley. But B-Man is awesome. The kid's got more trucks than I have.
And she does.
Oh, yeah. And the charities. She does.
Do you have any questions you want to ask her?
Me?
No, I actually didn't. I just think it's so amazing, and the little kids will always grab a truck driver's heart. There's not a trucker I know that doesn't go down the road just waiting for that child to pump that arm so that they can make them smile. And
you're right,
Bree. Just so you know, Brianne, if you would like, you can always text your address to my number. You have my cell number, and I'll pass that along to Lana for you.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I mean, like Wayne said, that we didn't choose this. They chose us. I went on Wayne's show a couple days ago last week, and I told them I don't know anything about the trucking industry. I'm trying to learn. And they're helping me. Not only are they helping my son by providing this amazing community, they're helping me be a better driver and be safer without any questions. I come up to them and I'm like, hey, I don't know if I'm doing this right on the road. How can I better my driving for you? And they don't, look down on me for it. They're just really opening. And they're like, let me teach you. Let me teach you. And I really appreciate that, too. I mean, overall, it's just been a great experience.
Well, I'm so glad that you are willing to engage and give us the opportunity to make a difference in your life and in your child's life. It's an honor for, and I will speak for the trucking industry, it is an honor for you to allow us to be a part of your family and to make a difference for you and your child. So thank you for that. Thank you.
Hey, Bri, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Cat or Cummins? I saw the TikTok the other day. That was cute. Cat or Cummins?
Yeah.
He got him picking. Cat or Cummins? What did he pick?
Okay, I don't know. I'm leaving it up for viewer distraction. I do not know. I don't know. I told somebody that the other day. I said, I don't make the rules, because someone said, well, he picked the wrong one. I said, hey, I don't make the rules. I just asked the question. He has his own opinions and his own views on it. We did find out, though, that he likes old school style trucks. We learned that today. So
kids got taste. Kids got taste.
Grow up with Peterbilt, so, give him a 379 any day.
Well, thanks for allowing us to come on here and talk.
Oh, thank you,
Brianne.
We so
years.
Appreciate it.
you guys have a good night.
Okay.
You too, Brianne.
Keep on trucking, B. Keep on trucking, B.
Bye. Bye. So, we've got 859-202-6617. Nope. Okay. How about 859-310-9230?
That's me.
Hey, Jason, how's it going tonight? You got a story you want to share?
Pretty good. Yes. And first of all, that 6617 is my wife's number. She's trying to call in.
Okay, well, I got her up here. She's on here, too. So what's your amazing story you'd like to share?
Well, my amazing story is it happened this past winter. And the amazing thing that happened was me and my wife were on our way back to Kansas City one night out of the Owensboro, Kentucky, and there was another big truck that passed us, and of course I was running probably 30-35, and it was snowing real hard and the roads was covered, and it kind of got me loose and I went into a jackknife, and I looked out the passenger side window and I was literally looking at the side of my trailer, and I pulled it out of it. I mean, my wife was hanging on to the seat belt and in tears and everything else, scared to death. And I was going to comment on the breed lady. That's the way my little boy is. He can look at a trailer from the rear, and he can tell you exactly what kind of truck is pulling that trailer. And sure enough, you get up to it, and that would be the truck that's pulling that trailer.
That's amazing.
And I've been around trucks ever since I was probably 6 months old. Then I was being took for rides, and I've worked on trucks. I've been a mechanic on them. I've drove them. Now I'm buying my own truck and being the owner and operator as well.
I saw that. Congratulations on your new truck.
Well, thank you.
Hey,
it
Jason,
looks like it's a
can I ask you a question?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Lena. I'm just curious. What was the first company you worked for, and what was the first thing you pulled? I love a driver that comes from Heritage.
The very first company I worked for was Pam Transport out of Tonytown, Arkansas.
Nice.
And I think the very first load I pulled out with it was, I think it was a load of pine Christmas trees going up to North Carolina up around Asheville.
That's cool.
Wow. Yeah, that's really cool. And it sounds like trucking's going to be in your kid's blood, too. So, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he always keeps telling me. And he's only 11 years old. And he done knows just about almost more than I do about trucks. And he tells me every day that he's going to be a truck driver. And he wants to drive my truck and drive for me and work for the same company I do. And, yes, trucking has been in my family for as long as I can remember.
Wow, that's amazing. That truly is amazing. Well, Jason, what gift would you like for me to send out to you? You want the cup, you want the pen, or you want the hat or the truck?
Probably the truck and maybe a pen, too, if I could get it.
Well, sure. Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm
going to
give the truck to my little boy.
Where's my – hold on a second, guys. I got to step away. I got to have a piece of paper here. I got to remember all this. Hey, Wayne?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to send you something also for coming on here. For the things that you do for the trucking industry, you know, you and your wife do a lot, and you have done a lot, and you continue to do a lot, and you're so, you know, positive and up-to-date, and, I mean, you have so much compassion and empathy for this industry. I really, Susie, don't you think Wayne deserves a gift?
You're sweet, Lana, and I would be honored to accept that. And I the thing about trucking and the thing about the transportation industry in a whole, we all rely on it. We're all one degree away from a truck, and I just want to see the respect for the industry to come back. I really want to see these men and women put back in the spotlight that they were once in before the CDL came along. I want the Knights of the Highway, the Concrete Cowboys. I just want them put right back where they belong, which is at the top, because without drivers, you don't have sports, you don't have food, you don't have memories, you don't have holidays. So I think I'm hoping in the midst of all this and the way the country's going and the way I think it's going to be reset, I hope the priorities reset and we start putting the men and women in a light that they're supposed to be in instead of you know, looking at them like an inconvenience, or giving them a finger. Instead of giving a finger, they get more arm pumps than they do fingers. And drivers also start waving at each other more often and just saying, hey, driver, what's going on in your direction, when they're at the fuel line, when you see that driver coming at you, and he's coming from east and you're going east and he's going west, and you're just asking what's in your direction, what's the weather like up ahead, because we used to be our own weathermen, and we'd ask each other because it was always get it from that driver was always the best source to get it from. It wasn't from an app. It wasn't from anything but the driver. And that's what my dad always preached to me, son, this world does not run without the driver. And that's where my passion comes, and that's where my love for this industry comes from. It's not about the trucks. It's not about anything but that driver, the person that makes everything happen. And it just it hurts me, because I've worked for professional athletes. I've been in Hollywood. I worked for my dad in Hollywood, and I've been around the elite, and they're nowhere near like the men and women that grab them gears. And I can say that firsthand.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, Just from Lana, from my standpoint of view, I truly appreciate you and Sheila do. And you know, Lana's Talk definitely wants to send, you know, one of these little gifts out to you, just a little memorabilia, show a thing. So what would you want? A hat, a cup? I see you drink coffee all the time. You want one of these truckstop.com cups?
Whatever you want to send me, I'll take. I'm appreciative of whatever. I'm grateful for whatever I get these days. Thank you. Today in this world is nice. But you choose, and I believe Susie has my wife's information, and they can exchange information and stuff like that. I've got to actually get going. I got to wrap up tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's Free Flow Feel Good Fridays. The wife has got me on a schedule, a structure, which is very good, because otherwise I'm just another talking head in the industry. I'm not trying to be that. You know, my wife is a host for a reason, because she pulls the best out of me and I pull the best out of her. So it doesn't happen without, you know, a team, just like, you know, you got Susie, you know. So thank you, guys. I appreciate you. I actually got to run. Remember, guys, you're the heartbeat of America, and even without the consumer, the drivers aren't anything, and without the driver, the consumer don't have anything. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks, Wayne.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Shine side up. There. God, what was it? Is it? Oh, what was his name? I want to say Jerry.
Jason.
Jason. Sorry, Jason. Shiny side up, Jason. Be safe and tell you to. Remember, guys, love your families. Bye.
Bye. Well, Susie, you know, we have some amazing stories ourselves, you know, from some research that we've done. If you want to take off with your stories, that would be fantastic. I would love to hear what you have been able to do on your own time, the dedication and time that you've put in to seeking out these stories and these people that have done these amazing things. I want to thank you for that. So it's all yours. The floor is yours.
Well, of course, the first thing that I really want to highlight, guys, and this is something that all of us in the transportation industry, this is a guy that we all really need to be very thankful for, and that's Trucker's Final Mile. Not enough good to say about what Robert's doing for our industry and for these guys who are, and their families who are losing their loved ones out on the road. And the fact that he is lifting such a huge burden off of drivers' families that, you know, I could not ever imagine. And I think that is every trucker's wife's worst fear, is that phone call. Trucker's Final Mile, they pour their heart and soul into making sure that these guys have the dignity and the respect, and that their families are not burdened with the thought of not being able to have their loved one home to give them a proper goodbye. And those guys, if you guys are not familiar with Trucker's Final Mile, you need to get on Facebook and you need to look up their page. It's truckersfinalmile.org on the internet. They are a charity organization, so the money that is donated to them is not profit. That is not money that they are putting in their pocket. That is money that they are spending out to make sure that these drivers get home where they belong. I saw just this week another has passed out on the road, and the families had to reach out to Truckers Final Mile. And you guys, I'm willing to give up a couple of meals a week out at the restaurant, and I'll stay at home and eat just so that I can donate and give back to them. Because, man, none of us want to find ourselves in a position of not being able to have that, of not being able to say goodbye, or even worse, having to go deep into debt to make that happen, to bring that loved one home. No one should ever have to stress that. And I think a lot of people just don't realize. They do not realize that a lot of these companies, they don't care whether that driver gets home or not. They could care less. They just care if their truck gets back to their yard or not. So,
oh, absolutely.
We have to pitch in. We have to donate. It doesn't matter, you guys. If all you can donate is $5, that's $5 that they didn't have.
That's right.
If you can donate $200, that's great. Wonderful. Good. Please do so. And it's tax deductible. So, you know, especially for those of us who are owner-operators, you know, we need tax deductions every year. It never fails. So go donate some money to these guys. You can write it off. And that's money that you're not giving our government. It's much better to give it to them than to give it to the government, right?
Yes. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. Rudawan Muhammad, Matt, I don't know who you are, but if you continue to speak like that on my show, I will block you. So I'm going to need you not to be doing that. Whoever or whatever your problem is, do not take it out on my show. That's not what Lana's Talk is all about. So either reel yourself back in and be professional or get off my screen, or I will block you. Okay, carry on, Susie.
Okay. But those guys are really amazing. Lena, do you have anything to add about Truckers Final Mile?
Other than, you know, Robert Palm, I just agree. Robert Palm has definitely dedicated, you know, his life to making sure that these drivers do get home to their loved ones. And, you know, we have other groups, Black Smoke Matters, Sean McIntosh, Joe Denny. You know, they really do a lot of fundraising for the Truckers Final Mile. They just did, you know, an auction and raised quite a bit of money for Truckers Final Mile. They did also I'm sorry, I'm getting off topic here. I know they're next on our list. So no, not other than that, I don't have any. You've covered the bases. It's a really good program out there that does help get your loved one home. You know, none of us want to have to face the adversity of worrying. I know that when that call comes to me, the last thing I'm going to have to want to worry about is how to get my husband home. And so I'm very grateful that there is an organization out there that I can make that phone call to that will handle all of the logistics for me of that. And I know every family member out there should be grateful that there is such an organization that's willing to go that extra mile to figure out how to get your loved one home. So I agree. You know, if it's $5, $2, $1, it will add up. It will add up. So Truckers Final Mile, Will Cook posted truckersfinalmile.org. You guys can see it. He's posted the link on it on my Facebook here. So just click that link. Just jump on there. You know, just give what you can. We all are falling on hard times here right now, and things are starting to look up a little bit. So, you know, like Susie said, miss a couple eating out. I got a gnat flying around here. I apologize, guys. Miss a couple of meals and of eating out, you know, and give it to Truckers Final Mile. That's all I got to say about Truckers Final Mile. What else you got, Susie?
Oh, I was going to let you go ahead with your story about Black Smoke Matters, Lena, and then I'll follow up behind you if you want to do it that way.
Sure. So we have Black Smoke Matters, Sean McIntosh, Joe Denny. You know, it's a huge organization, and they've really been doing a lot of stuff to help people outside of the trucking industry. There was just a few months ago, I believe her name was Kayla. I could be getting that wrong. Please forgive me, guys, if I'm chopping that up. But they did a huge benefit for her, and she was a child dying of cancer, and you know, they rounded up trucks, and was it in Neosho, Missouri? Is that where it was at? My brain's a little rusty there. Do you remember, Susie, where it was at? If it was in
Remember exactly, Lena.
Okay. Do you remember where it was at? But anyways, it was down in southwest Missouri is where it was at. They rounded up a bunch of trucks and had a big shindig for her, and she was able to be out there with the truck drivers. Mike Moon, our state senator for Missouri, showed up to that fundraiser, and they raised a bunch of money for her and her family to help pay for the chemotherapy treatments. They did the auction, you know, to auction off stuff to raise money for Nevada, Missouri. I'm sorry. They did a auction to raise a bunch of money for Trucker's Final Mile. I mean, they're always stepping up to. Will, you're a mess. Oh, crap. I'm sorry. I was reading Will Cook's message. He's quite a mess.
I'm going to need you not to worry about what Will's saying.
Okay. I'm sorry. Stop it, guys. You're getting me off track here. So they did the auction for Trucker's Final Mile. They've done the just in the last few months. You know, they're taking time. You know, trucking is a very busy industry. And so we have very little time to do any of this stuff. So on our 34s, you know, we're doing the auctions or we're going and doing these fundraisers. And it's because we want to help. We want to help everybody. We just don't want to help our own being the trucking industry. But we want to help everybody, you know. That's what our nature is about, is helping everybody. So that's the story. Oh, and do you want to follow up? You got anything else about Black Smoke Matters? Because my next one's going to be about Trucker G, unless you got that one.
I don't have that one, but I want to say to Black Smoke Matters and all those guys over there, you guys rock. You guys keep doing what you're doing. You know, it's amazing to see how much you guys pour your heart into helping these people in these communities. And, you know, it shines a very bright light on the trucking industry, and we just so appreciate it. And it makes me feel good to know that you guys take the time and the effort and the money, and you go out there and you help these people. I'm all about giving back. That's, you know, we have to give back. We're called to give back. And you guys are doing a great job of that. And it really makes me proud to be a part of this community.
Yeah, Keith was saying that he's pretty sure that Black Smoke Matters, they raised about $7,000 for that little girl that had cancer. So Kenley, I think, was her name. So yeah, you know, I agree. They're doing a lot, and I'm personally proud to be associated with those kind of people. So what else?
Absolutely.
You got for me tonight?
Okay, I wanted to touch on, and I know you did a show a few weeks back about this, but I wanted to say Truckers Against Predators. Anyone who's listening that doesn't know about them, you really need to go check out their Facebook page, because these guys are combating child sex predators. And they are, man, it seems like every week, and it's so, so very sad that this is happening so often. in such a small area at that. You know, it's not like he's having to travel across the country to get these guys. I mean, he's getting guys every time I turn around, I'm seeing videos of him getting these guys who are online. They think they're chatting with a underage girl, and they know that this girl is apparently 13 years old, and of course it's not. It's a decoy. And he goes and he catches these guys and, you know, brings in law enforcement. And I just, man, I got to have mad respect for that, because there is just entirely too much of that. And again, this is a trucker that is out here saving children from the atrocities and the horrible things that are going on in this world. And so, you know, his name is Anthony Green. And again, it's Anthony. Truckers Without Against Predators. And you guys need to go support his page as well on Facebook if you haven't already. And he goes live.
Yep, I watch him a lot.
I'm going to warn you guys. I'm going to warn anyone who hasn't ever watched it. It's hard to watch. I mean, it's satisfying to see these scumbags get caught, but at the same time, it's hard to watch, because it's hard to look at these guys and think that they were literally willing to go and take the innocence of some young girl. It is sickening. So,
absolutely.
Anthony, my hat's off to you, because I just don't know that I could ever do what you do without and keep my composure. That would be my problem. I would not be able to keep my cool. I would probably end up being the one taken away in handcuffs. So, you know, thanks for what you're doing. It is so appreciated.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Cap, for what you're doing, and Anthony Green for, yes, thank you very much for trying to protect our children and keep them safe and catching these sickos. And not only that, but, you know, in jurisdictions that he goes in, he's working to try to get the laws changed so that the evidence that he collects, you know, like in the state of Missouri, unless they have an undercover officer present during the bust or during the luring of the 13-year-old, any evidence that he collects is inadmissible in court in the state of Missouri. So, you know,
right.
He is working to try to get the laws changed on that, so that you know, these sickos, they can be caught, and the evidence that he works so hard and the time that he invests in catching these can lock these guys up, you know, instead of releasing them and putting a bond on them and allowing them to bond back out. There was that guy that he caught down in Stratford, Dooley, I think was his name. As soon as he got out on bond, he got back on their website and started and did it again. Did it again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then he went on the run. So, I mean, you know, they should have never let him out. But the evidence that Anthony had collected against the guy, I just don't know if it was enough, obviously, to keep him locked up and unbondable, because he did get out and he tried to be a predator again on the same site. Hello?
I'll have to keep my opinion to myself of what I think should happen to that guy.
Did you think you were going to get somebody different? Did you think he was going to come dressed up in a tutu this time? I mean, right? Some fake eyelashes, you know? I mean, Jesus, Lord.
Well, I won't say what I would do.
Yeah, you know, so, yeah, my hat goes off to them. There was another group, Attica, that you was talking about that does the same thing.
Well, Attica is a little bit different, Lena. Attica, I did some research into that organization last night, and it stands for All Truckers Child Abuse. All Truckers Together Against Child Abuse. Let me make sure I'm saying the acronym correctly.
Okay.
And they're an organization that they are battling not just child, you know, obviously child sex abuse. They are advocating against any type of child abuse. And, of course, we all are. You know, it's just that sometimes the sexual abuse of children in today's world because of trafficking and things of that nature have been the forefront lately of the news. And, you know, we need to remember that these kids are, there are many, many kids out there that are being abused every day, physically, mentally, you know, they're being neglected. So, you know, we have to, these guys are out there bringing awareness to all child abuse. And the founder of that is named Rodney Tim. And if you ever take a moment to go to his Facebook page, which again is All Truckers Together Against Child Abuse, he's written several poems about child abuse that they will just, they are heart-wrenching. They make you so sad. But these guys are really working hard to bring light and to, they're also working to provide like resources for families and for children and for caregivers of children to know where to turn if they suspect abuse of a child. And that's something that I think is very important because I think oftentimes people are afraid to report or they just simply don't know what they're looking for. So they don't know if it's something they need to report. And so those guys, you know, they're working to bring that kind of awareness. And to me, that's just anything to do with a child, though. I mean, I think tonight's show, most of what we've highlighted, with the exception of Trucker's Final Mile, it's children, you know. It's all about these kids. And I think that speaks volumes about the trucking industry and where their heart is.
Yeah, it is, you know. And, you know, I want to
touch on these groups that can be joined.
Yeah, absolutely. You just have to go to their Facebook, and I'm pretty sure that you've got to go through a series of questions because they're always looking for people to, you know, support them and their adventures here of protecting these children. I know that Anthony Green had put out a couple of weeks ago that he was looking for new decoys because people are catching on to the decoys that he currently has. So, you know, if you're an over 18 and you look 13, reach out to him, you know, reach out to him. If you're willing to go to, it takes a special kind of person to contain themselves in that kind of situation. So know that it's real. It's not fake, and you will be put in, you will be put in eye to eye with this predator who thinks that you are a 13-year-old child and wants to take advantage of you, you know. So just please keep that in mind if you volunteer yourself. So, yes, you can join these groups. I want to touch on Trucker G. And, okay, Will, see you later, brother. Trucker G and Mrs. G, you know, they are always doing something. The last thing that I know that they did, there was this elderly gentleman out of Nebraska, and he is a retired trucker. He got diagnosed with cancer, and a family member, I don't want to get it wrong, so I'm not going to quote, so a family member had reached out, you know, requesting that he, the trucker, gets taken for one last ride because he was dying. Well, Trucker G and Mrs. G, they answered that call. They went to Nebraska, and they took him on one last ride. So, you know, I mean, these are the kind of things that we do, because that's, you know, really, I think that's what trucking's all about, you know, is giving back to the community. You know, we're constantly giving back to the community. You know, when the COVID hit, we put ourselves at risk to keep the world running. These riots happen, we put ourselves at risk. Because I promise you, if you are not a trucker and you think that we're doing it for the money, no, sir. No, there is not a dollar sign that you can put on a trucker's life that would be enough for us to put ourselves in harm's way so that you can have the things that you need to survive or, you know, well, basically so that you could have the things that you survived. So we do that because we feel that it is our oath and our duty to do this. And along with that, we have the compassion and the empathy for the rest of the world and the terrible things that are happening with them. So the gentleman that they did take for one last ride, he did end up passing away. I think it was this week or last week. So, but you know, they fulfilled that last dream, you know? So I think
yep.
that was it, but they're always Trucker G and Mrs. G are always doing something positive for the trucking industry, for people who aren't in the trucking industry anymore. They're a huge supporter of TAP, of the Truckers Against Predators. So, yeah, those are the stories that I have. So, you know, guys, if you've got a story and, hey, Joe, what's happening? I just touched on you guys. I just want my hats off to everything that you do for the industry and the giving back that you and Sean are able to coordinate and give back to. I know you guys got a show tonight at 7 p.m. Central Time. You guys want to tune in to Sean and Joe's show. It's quite interesting. If you have a story that you'd like to share, if you have a story about how a trucker has touched your life in one way or another, call into the show. Let us hear it. The phone number is 516-717-3333. Just push extension 1. The question mark pops out to the side, and I'll know that you want to come live. So, Susie, do you have any other stories that you want to talk about tonight?
I do have one more.
All right.
Gloria, and that is Trucks with Room to Spare. This
okay.
is an organization. Yes, Trucks with Room to Spare. It's Shelly Conway. I'm trying to think. I know there's another name behind her. But anyway, Shelly started this in 2018, and she started it in the wake of Hurricane Michael that hit the Florida Panhandle. And you know, there's a lot of relief efforts after a major storm or wildfires or whatever the case may be. And sometimes even in the beforehand, there are things that need to be done. And so what they do is if you have a truck and you're going to be going that in that area, and let's say that you only have half a load on, you would organize with her and get some supplies put on your truck in that extra room that you have and ship, you know, ship it down to those guys to help them out. And that helps great in the, you know, with relief efforts down there. I mean, they need water, they need ice, they need, there's so much that has to happen whenever a hurricane or a natural disaster happens. I mean, I live in Tennessee. It's not been that long ago, back in the spring when we had major tornadoes through here that were just devastating to Lebanon and Cookeville and even Nashville. I mean, it was bad, guys. And, you know, what's it going to hurt if, you know, you've got room on that trailer? It's not like anybody's asking you to go out of your way. I mean, if you're empty and you have the time to spare, it would be great if you have a completely empty truck to go down and get some supplies down there to those people without it costing them a fortune to get those supplies there. You know, it's all you would be donating some time and maybe some fuel. But, you know, guys, we have to give back. We have to give back to these communities. But, you know, I saw something else on her Trucks with Room to Spare page. She brought up an interesting point, you know. There's a lot of times that this is so funny. Trucker G is actually calling in on my phone right now, my personal one.
Tell Trucker G to call in on though. We want to hear from him.
Okay, give me one second.
All right.
Yeah, while she's doing that. What?
Yep, go ahead.
I saw something today. I was on my way back to Kansas City, and you probably know where it's at, Lana. I'm not sure exactly what city. But it was up on 70 up there. That's a 218 mile marker. I think it's O'Fallon, ain't it?
O'Fallon, yes.
But anyway, you know, it was everything started bowing up, and then I was just, I was wondering what was going on, so I turned the CB on, you know, and all of a sudden I heard other drivers talking about dogs and this, that, and the other, and they had a pure transport or trucker company or something like that, big truck
Jason
stop.
Jason Helena. Yes. I have Trucker G on the line with us.
Well, hello, Trucker G. Let's
How you doing,
Lana? I'm doing great. I tried to get you on the show tonight. I just want to Susie and I from Lana's Talk, we are talking about the amazing things that truck drivers outside of driving a truck do in this industry for the people that aren't even in the trucking industry. And you were one of my topics. I want to say personally from Lana, thank you so much to you and to Mrs. G for the inspiration, for the dedication, and for everything that you and your wife do for this industry, and even for the community outside of this industry. And I know people are always sending you guys stuff, you know, because you're Trucker G, but I got some little trinkets here from Internet Truck Stop, you know, for Drivers Appreciation Week. And I'd like to send you and your wife a little trinket just to show appreciation to you as a memento. So we've got, I don't know if you can see me on Facebook, but if not, I'll tell you what it is. So we've got truckstop.com cups, coffee cups. We have these fantastic little pins that have the pointers on them so you can use them. We have Peterbilt die-cast truck and trailer. We have truckstop.com hats. And, that's what I got for you. But I'd like to see you and your wife. So you tell me what you'd like, and I would love to send it to you guys just to show appreciation for everything that you do in this industry to you and Mrs. G.
Heck, I really don't know. Heck, I don't like being spotlighted, to be honest with you, Lana, because the way I kind of feel is we do it for a selfish reason, to be honest with you. And what I mean by a selfish reason, we do it because it makes us feel good to help others, you know. And I kind of feel selfish because of the way it does make me feel. It makes me feel good to help others, you know. But there's other drivers out there that have done far greater things than I've ever done. They just never get spotlighted because nobody ever knows about it.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's why we do what we do, is because it makes us feel good, you know. And I mean, the stuff you guys do is just, you know, the gentleman that you just took in Nebraska for his one last ride, you know, had my husband not been sick, I'm so sorry that we weren't able to be there, you know, to help you with your convoy. Keith was sick.
Yeah,
it
wasn't really a convoy. Boy, it was just me and Mrs. G.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
No, it really didn't matter. It made his day. It was his last wish, and Jim has passed on now,
right.
He passed on and got his final wish. So I mean, yeah, there's nothing sorry about that. I mean, we were happy to do it. We went and seen his wife. I think it was the day before yesterday. We went and seen her and visited with her, and yeah, no, it was a great thing. It really was.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. It is awesome that there are people like you out here in this world, because you inspire me. You inspire me to be a better person. You inspire me to want to do great things, and I appreciate that. I truly, you do not realize, when I see you guys pop on and I'm having a horrible day, I know that you're going to make me smile. So thank you. You know, to you and your wife, thank you so much.
No, I appreciate the kind words. I do.
Thank you.
Well, do you have anything you want to give to Trucker G, Sadie Trucker G, and Mrs.
No.
G?
I just want to say thank you, guys. I do appreciate you taking your time to come on here and talk to us, and I appreciate all the hard work that you guys are doing. It is appreciated, and even I agree with you so much in the aspect that that's being selfish is okay in that scenario, because I do the same thing. I enjoy helping other people. It makes me feel good. So I'm really appreciative of all the things that you and Mrs. G are doing.
Well, could you imagine if the whole world were just a little more selfish?
I know,
how
right?
How much better things would be.
Yes, sir. Yes.
That's going to be seen. Let's see if we can be selfish and figure out what we can do for somebody else in a selfish way, you know?
Hey, Lana.
How about if we...
I hate to interrupt.
Yeah.
No, there's that Muhammad person back.
We'll get him in just a minute, Jason.
Yeah, I'll get him right now, so...
Thank you, Trucker G. I know that you just woke up, so we won't keep you for any longer.
Yeah, hey, I gotta be hijack the show here, guys.
No. Thank you so much for calling us. We appreciate it.
Yes, and this is are what our show is about. So please don't apologize. You did not jack our show. I feel honored to hear your voice on my show. So thank you. And tell beautiful Mrs. G that I said hello.
Mrs. G just woke up. I don't know how beautiful she feels right now. She's like, oh, no. She's oh, no.
So I'm going to right
You'll
now.
You'll have a great night.
You too,
right.
Trucker G. You guys be safe
Thank
out there.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.
So,
bye-bye.
All right. Well, what else you got for me, Susie? I know you got some more amazing stories. No?
I was finishing up about Shelly with Rooms to Spare and something that she brought up that I would have never thought about. But this is an awesome thing that we could – this is a way that truckers could give back.
Okay.
She was saying how a lot of times those people down there don't have water or they don't have electricity. They don't have a home left sometimes even, and they need showers. So if you're a trucker and you have shower credits, if you could maybe donate a shower to them, you know, so that they can get clean and so that they can feel human again, because we all know how we feel after a couple of days or even a day for us without a shower is a nightmare. So if you guys ever have the opportunity to pass a shower on to someone in those areas, that's something small, you know. And I know you guys earn showers with your fuel, you know, so sometimes you may have extra shower, you know, give that shower to someone in need.
That's a great idea.
It actually, you know, and it actually dawned on me in a lot of these metropolitan cities, there are a lot of homeless people. If you happen to come upon a homeless person at a truck stop, make the offer. You know, throw that offer out there to them. They may not want it. They may not care. But make the offer. Hey, I've got a shower. Would you like a shower? Do you need a hot shower today? Because I'd be happy to give you one of mine. I mean, that's something small, but it could be so meaningful to someone. It's something that we all take for granted.
Yep, that's a great idea. You know, because we get those points saved up, you know, at the Lives from Fueling to get our free showers and things like that. That's a fantastic idea. Hey, I just want to apologize to my viewers about this Redwin Muhammad. He has been blocked, so we should not be seeing any more comments from him. Thank you, everybody, for being professional and not responding to his negative comments. So yeah, that is definitely a great idea to give up your showers to these people who don't have any. And thank you for that idea. That's fantastic. You know, we ought to do that. Hashtag trucker give a shower, you know? So
right.
I just want to let
you know, that's one thing that I've always been appreciative of is these truck stops, the way that they give back the driver reward points. And that's like right now with Love's, because I fuel strictly at Love's all the time. I'm diamond status, and I have been for a while, and I'll be diamond status for next month as well. And anytime that you hit diamond status, it's unlimited showers, unlimited refills, and stuff like that. That makes a driver really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Jason.
Yep. Hey, Josh, how you doing tonight? So I wanted to let everybody know that when you guys receive your trinkets, what I need you to do is I need you to put hashtag ThankAtruckers, hashtag truckstop.com. I want you to tag truckstop.com in there so that they can see that you've received your trinkets. And so that they can take your picture, if you don't mind, and they can post it on their site for Trucker Appreciation Week. It will take me a little bit to get these trinkets out to you because I personally am on the road myself, and I will not be home until Sunday. So I will be sending this stuff out next week to you guys. I really thought that maybe I would get some more callers in here. I guess nobody wants our trinkets. That's okay.
Okay. Now, can you all repeat that kind of slow because I'm going to write that down?
Yes. So you'll just put hashtag thank a trucker. And then you can put hashtag truckstop.com.
Hashtag truckstop.com.
Yeah. Yep, and take a picture. Go ahead.
I just put it in the comments of the video for you also, Jason.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
You'll just take a picture of yourself with it, you know, like the pictures I've been posting all day of me with this stuff. Just take a picture of yourself and just do the hashtag. Yes, Kara. Kara, I will most. We don't have any T-shirts, but Kara, yes, I will send you a mug. No problem. I can do that for you, Kara. So Susie put it on there. I got it right there. It's in the comments. Hashtag ThankAtrucker. Hashtag TruckStop.com. So, and just make sure that you post your picture with your little trinkets. You know, I think Josh, if you want to call in, you can call in 516. 387-1733. Share your story. It sounds to me like you think that you need to say something, and I want to hear what you have to say. So Josh Stewart is a longtime listener of our show since it started. I say longtime listener since May. He's been following me and he has been watching me. So call into the show, Josh. 516-387-1733 and push extension 1 and tell me your story, and we'll see about what we can do about getting you these trinkets. He keeps saying, please send me all three of them. Well, in order to get the trinkets, we got to hear your story. We want to know what it is that you've given to the industry or how the industry has given to you. So, you know, call in and tell us the story, you know, because this right here is the time for you to gloat. Always be proud to be a professional driver. Always. Hold your head high.
You know, speaking of that, I was just telling Lana earlier, Susie, man, I was coming through O'Fallon, Missouri earlier today, and I think it was about probably maybe 12:30 or 1 o'clock, and I was on 70 at the 218 mile marker, and everything just started bowing up and dead stopping. So I just reached up, turned the CB radio on, you know, and the closer I got, I could hear people talking that they had dogs and this, that, and other out. So when I got up to it, there was a pure, I guess, transport or something like that. The tractor and trailer pulled over. They had the two right lanes blocked with patrol cars. I bet there's probably at least 9 or 10 patrol cars. And there was dogs all around the truck. There was officers up in the truck going through it. And the best I could tell is it was a female sitting on the ground. I couldn't see where the driver was at. The first thing that hit me was, no, he's not sex trafficking. Then I got to thinking, well, you know, maybe it might have been a drug bust or something, you know? And there was everything just started going through my mind, and I thought, what's this industry going to, you know?
Right.
Did
yeah,
you find
it's sad. It's sad. But that's the problem, too, though, Jason. The problem is too often they highlight the negative, and it's everything in the media seems to focus on negative. And we need to start getting people to focus on the positive things. Truck drivers are American heroes. Truck drivers, in my eyes, and this, I hope this doesn't offend anyone, but this is my own personal belief. I'm not speaking for Lana. I'm speaking for Susie Carlton. In my eyes, truck drivers are as much heroes of this country as first responders, as doctors, as nurses, as anyone else in this country. You guys are just as much heroes, because without you guys, they wouldn't have what they need to do their job.
That's right.
Exactly. And they wouldn't have what they want.
You know, you're exactly right. Without truck drivers, this country would shut down. Josh, I'm going to give it to you one more time. Here you go. I'm going to pin it to you right now. We're going to pin this number up here because Josh wants to call in. He's got something that he wants to say. So what's the number? It's 516-387-1733. All right, there you go. I'm giving Josh the number again. So Josh is going to call in. He's got something that he wants to say to us, and I want his voice to be heard. So we're going to hang out a little bit and let him call in. And, guys,
while he's calling in.
Yeah, go ahead.
While he's calling in right quick, you know, I'm going to comment on, I guess his name was Wayne. You know, I can be having a bad day and, you know, seem like I'll deliberately pass a vehicle. And there'll be an arm or something come out the window, a carload of kids doing the arm pump, you know, and it makes the day so much better.
Yes, sir.
Being a driver, when you have a child look at you and they do that arm pump thing, does that make you feel good, you know?
Oh, absolutely. It takes everything away, makes your mind just go blank, you know, because you see the kids and they're all smiles and they're just pointing and going on, you know.
That's great. That's amazing. Hey, I think we've got Josh. Are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I am. How are y'all doing this evening?
Good.
Hello,
welcome,
Josh. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I'm just on the state border of Wisconsin and Illinois.
Well,
boy, I have a bone to pick.
Josh, I'd like to thank you for what you do for the industry. Hold your head high and be proud to be a professional driver. And thank you for everything that you do for our industry.
Oh, well, I appreciate the kind words. I wish the industry would have people, the American people, stand in our corner. We answer the call all the time for the American people whenever it comes to natural disasters. acts of God, I call it. But I think it's time for the American people to stand with us. Whenever they want to implement this new hours of service regulation, for example, I think they need to put strings attached to it. We need to focus on the training for these younger drivers that are coming into the industry. Guys like me that's been out here for 29 years, we're considered veteran drivers, but we treat these young people like we weren't never treated back when we started. And that's what the problem that I think this industry faces, because we don't want to get out of our trucks to help them back up. And I helped 10 drivers within this last week to help them back up. And
wow.
It felt great for me because they showed appreciation to me. There was other drivers I tried to assist, and they said, "Don't worry about it, man. I got my CDLs. I'm not worried about it." I said, "Well, you don't need to worry about it either, but if you hit my truck, you're going to pay for it." I hated to be volatile with this young kid, but I said, "Just don't hit my truck." And, you know, he came really close to doing so. You know, because they don't teach these young people when they're in school how to properly get off their ass and look. And I hate to be blunt about it, but it doesn't need to be get out and look. What they need to call it is go, y'all. Get off your ass and look. I hate to be direct about it. But when it comes down to the American people, I don't mind answering the call whenever they need help with national disasters or acts of terrorism. I was there whenever I seen 9/11 happen. Okay, we did the rubbish removal out of New York City on Ground Zero. We had to go through everything. And, you know, we've been out here with this whole COVID-19. I've lived to see that. But I would love to see a time where the American people, instead of just cutting us off or trying to make our lives a lot harder, because we're on the ELD now. We're not on paper anymore, most of us. And I would really like to see the American people stand with us when it comes down to these proposals from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, when it involves the general safety for the entire American public. That means hours of service. That means the safety training. There needs to be safety modules being taught to these young people whenever they're coming into the industry. Because I don't have much time left out here. You know, I mean, let's just face it. After 29 years, it gets damn right tiring. I ain't had a social life since I don't know when. I mean, I've lost family out here since I've been out here. I've lost friends out here. At the end of the day, I want us all to love each other and to respect one another and do the very best job we can actually do to make this industry worthwhile again. But instead, all I see is a bunch of steering wheel holders that don't even want to do the work. They act like they're doing 400 miles, and it looks like they're trying to – it reminds me of The Walking Dead. I'm sorry. I mean, these kids act like, "Oh, man, I did 400 miles, and I'm like, only 400 miles? Try 700 a day. I mean, back in the glory days, we were doing 1,000 miles a day. No big deal. But everybody learns at their own pace. But young people in the industry, what I would suggest is ask us older drivers to help you if you have a problem backing up. And for the older drivers, don't just sit on your ass on the driver's seat and watch these young people struggle, because we were all there at one time. We all struggled. And any driver that says otherwise don't know what the hell he's talking about. But I'm being frank and I'm being honest. And I'm just a driver that's been out here for a long time. But I would recommend that us older drivers start helping the younger people out here. And I don't mean to pry about that. But if you can save one accident from happening for these young people getting into the industry, because a lot of these young people, once they hit another truck and then their company fires them, they're like, "Oh, what can I do now? I just went to school for and they're covering my tuition to go into school to get my CDL. And I'm contracted, obligated to them for a year, and they just fired me. What do I do now? A lot of these mega carriers put these drivers under a barrel.
You know what, Josh? I think, Susie, isn't next week our show going to be about driver training?
I thought that's what you said last week.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
oh,
what
I'm
our
off topic. Am I completely off topic, Lena? Because if I am, I'm sorry.
Josh, you're okay. You know what? Let it out, brothers. What, we're here for you. You put it out here. I want to hear what you have to say. You know, this is Driver Appreciation Week, so whatever's on your heart, you let it go. But I was just going to tell you
all
that.
All right, I'm going to let my trucker flag fly when I say this. I love everybody in this industry. All besides Margaret Chow. I hope she chokes to death on an egg noodle or something. But that's beside the point. The point is, I love all my brothers and sisters out here, even the young brothers and sisters, the ones I call son and daughters of the trucking industry, because I'm just an old dog out here playing an old game. But I just wanted to tell y'all, God bless y'all and many more miles to come. And I just figured I'd call in and give a courtesy call and see how everybody's doing, and God bless y'all, and I'll hang up and I'll listen to the rest of the show on the live feed, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, that's fine with me, and I will PM you to get your address so that I can send you out some trinkets and to show my appreciation, Lana's talk and Susie's appreciation and internet talk for coming on the show and for what you do for the industry. Josh.
All
yes,
right, I
you,
appreciate
Josh.
You, Lena.
Sure.
God bless you, and congratulations are in order.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You finally got that chauffeur's license. I bet it's burning a hole in your pocket right now. All right, I'm going to get off here and listen to the show.
Oh,
great show,
God.
As always.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you so much. Well, Susie, I don't have anything else for tonight. Do you have anything else for tonight?
The only thing I have is I want to ask everybody to make sure you're keeping Gary Bakley in your prayers. He's been in the hospital.
Yes.
And he had surgery, and he's very sick. I guess some of our listeners should know Gary, because Lena has put it out there several times. He has cancer. He's a fellow driver, and we need to keep him in our prayers so that hopefully he has a speedy recovery and as pain-free as is possible. And we also need to make sure that we're thinking about those that have just endured this horrific hurricane that came through. We really need to be more uplifting. We need to be looking out for one another. We need to be careful about watching what's going on the road and around us, you know, at all times, because this world is not the same as it was back in the old school days. And there's some mean people doing nasty things out there on these highways right now. There was a family here locally this weekend that was attacked by a man that went on a rampage and started carjacking, and he actually shot a truck driver in his crime spree, shot him in the face. The truck driver happened to run to the aid of an elderly woman he was trying to carjack. He shot her in the hand. So the truck driver jumped out to go help, and he got shot subsequently in the face. The guy went on to kidnap a young couple that was expecting their first child. They were on their way to church. He got a car, bumped them on the interstate, got in the car with them, started driving, shot the young man, and shoved his body out of the car on the side of the interstate right in front of his pregnant wife, proceeded to go to their house, stole two more guns, got in a second vehicle that they owned, and took off in it got going down the road. Police found him, started chasing him. He wrecked the vehicle and then shot himself in front of the young lady. The young lady is okay. Thank God she's okay. The baby is okay. So, you know, we need to keep our heads on a swivel, guys. You just never know what you're going to run into. And you guys deserve better, and I'm sorry that people are treating you guys this way. It makes me very sad. But I do, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate every single driver in this country. You guys, without you, I would
have nothing. We appreciate that. We appreciate that, Susie. I mean, it's getting so dangerous out here anymore. It's not safe at all.
It is. It's a scary world. But, you know,
and I was just reading about what you was talking about.
Mm-hmm. We keep doing what we do. We keep highlighting these good stories, and maybe it'll inspire others. It'll inspire others to do good things and be a little bit of sunshine in this crazy world. You know, we're all in this together. That's the thing. We're all in this together.
We are. We are We are all brothers and sisters in this industry and in this world. You know, we are, and all we're trying to do is survive. And what better way to survive than to help each other survive? Because that's the only way we're going to make it, is to unite together and to stop the division, stop the horrendous things that go on where, you know, that has been going on, and start lifting each other up, sharing these stories with Susie. Continue to show the appreciation for everything that the trucking industry does for this world, you know, outside of trucking. So, and we here at Lana's Talk, we appreciate everybody every Thursday night taking your time to tune into us, to give us somebody to talk with and converse with and hear stories with. We greatly appreciate that. You're an inspiration to us. So keep tuning into our show every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Central Time. Next week, we are going to talk about driver training. I personally was a victim of driver training at a trucking school. And my co-host, Susie, my co-host is going to interview me so that we can get the topic open. So anybody who has an opinion about truck driving school or driver training, and, you know, Josh, I just want to say thank you to you, if you're still listening, for not being one of those drivers who sit in the truck and video a driver having a hard time and posting it on social media and making fun of them. Thank you for having a little bit of truth about yourself and feeling that you have a responsibility as a professional driver and an old timer in the industry to get out of your truck and offer your assistance to help these new truckers that are coming into this industry. Thank you. Thank you for doing that and continue to do those kind of things. Show the kindness. In the hospitality, don't do it in a aggressive, I'm better than thou, hey kid, you need to listen to me mannerism. Just extend a hand. You know, a helping hand goes a long way, a long way. For everyone you help, 10 more gets helped. The world can change.
Yep.
It's one. So just remember that. We can change the world if we stick together.
Oh,
I
yeah,
love you
definitely.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for tuning in.
And I've got some stories.
Well, we will talk about that next week, Jason, at 6 p.m. Central Time on Lana's Talk. Once again, thank you to all our viewers for tuning in. Thank you so much, Susie, for all the hard work that you do. You know, you've been a breath of fresh air to come onto this show and keep me in the sense of positivity in the right direction, because, you know, Latest Talk has a lot of haters, and you're the voice of reason in my brain whenever I just really want to be a bulldog and attack. So thank you.
Elena, you're too kind. Thank you for having me, and thank you, everyone, for tonight. It's been a great show tonight. I'm so happy.
It has.
And
Jason, I'll get your address. Josh, I'll get your address. Wayne Campbell, you're going to get Wayne's and Brianna's. And Trucker G's, you get Trucker G's address. I've got Trucker G's address. Never mind, because I had to send him some stuff before. So, yeah, and then I'm going to send some stuff to Sean,
Kara.
And Tara and Wayne, or Will Cook. You know, he didn't call in, but, boy, he sure does want a hat. We'll have to talk about that one.
And he wants your autograph. Dang, Lena.
Oh, yeah, so he can throw darts at it. I'm just kidding, bro. I'm just kidding, brother. All right. Everybody have a good night. Keep your eyes open. Make sure that you are. Yes, older truckers, yes. Keep your eyes open. Use your CBs. Let's watch out for each other. Let's take care of each other. And be kind. Be kind.
Absolutely.
Give a smile.
Absolutely.
Open the door. You know, do what Susie said. For these people that are going through the hurricanes, if you've got a free shower that you can give up, offer it to them. You know, offer it to them. Just be kind. Let's love each other. Let's love each other. And remember, all it takes is one to start the change. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Susie.
Good night, Jason.
Good night, Lana.
Good night, Jason.